Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Russell. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Joe Ferguson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Von Joshua. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lee Lacy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Sutton. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Don Sutton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Bill Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rudolph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buckner moves to third. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Crawford reaches second base with a double. Buckner scores. There goes Ferguson trying to get to third. Williams throws the ball into Kessinger, who relays the ball to Santo, who tags Ferguson for the out. It's 1-0, Dodgers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ferguson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive towards short. Russell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lacy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Ferguson for a passed ball. Bourque moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lacy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bill Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Russell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 1 in the game. Munday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ferguson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 1 in the game. Say hits a pop-up towards first. Bourque settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lacy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bourque strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a line drive into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 0 for 1 in the game. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutton bunts between the mound and first base. Hooton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sutton for the out. Lacy moves to second. Two outs. Bill Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. Russell hits a line drive into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards short. Russell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Bert Hooton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooton bunts towards first. Buckner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooton for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Ferguson takes first base on ball 4. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crawford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bourque hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams scores. Bourque moves to third. Santo moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. George Culver now pitching. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bork tags and scores. One out. It's 5-1, Cubs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Culver covering, for the out. Santo moves to third. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Russell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Heiser pinch runs for Billy Williams. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bork hits a pop-up towards third. Say settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing left field. Tom Pachyorek pinch hits for George Culver. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Rau now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Cubs. Joe Ferguson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferguson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Ferguson is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crawford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crawford strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 3 in the game. Say hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Hooton. Say moves to second. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Joshua takes first base on ball 4. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lacy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Say scores. Joshua moves to third. It's 6-3, Cubs. Steve Garvey pinch hits for Doug Rao. Jack Aker now pitching. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joshua scores. Lacy moves to second. It's 6-4, Cubs. Davey Lopez pinch runs for Steve Garvey. Bill Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 4 in the game. Russell hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and Los Angeles Dodgers, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.